blooming. When the wetness of April is a slinky sloshing through the slippery face of grief and fear, we pray, not to a god or to our better angels, shading themselves in the palm tree of our misgivings, but to ourselves. We ask for more time, more words, more Sunday brunches, the faces of those we love like branches outstretched towards the summer days. I know I'm not going to die just yet because I have no sense of urgency, no harrowing late nights fighting with language for meaning, no fever dreams with teeth like dice rattling against the grimy streets outside a bodega. Everything I've ever wanted is coming, and that's the fear. What happens when desire disappears like that one lover you thought ghosted you, but really, they were just decaying in the walls of your memory? Some call this time a flourishing. I call it, too, a shedding. A billion cells inside of me, behaving like snakes, dancing like a mimosa tree in a rainstorm, turning the whole field the color of sunset. Everything is growing around me. Everything is coming back to life. Even me. I look at myself in the mirror. I see scapes, fiddleheads, morels. There is no God, my grandfather once declared. I think God is destiny, waiting on a day in which we finally bloom.